it's time for the Bob Almanac today. Wednesday edition, middle of the week here already. Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Split Rock Coffee is the coffee you can drink all day because it's lower acidity. They have some fine, fine beans. It's perfect balance of flavor. When my wife drinks it, what she says about it, it does not affect her stomach and her digestive system. It doesn't, tear into her digestive system. And I'm pretty sure that's why you can drink it all day. Just keep them coming.
Right.
Stack them up. Double fist them. Do what you need to do. Ask your grocer for a Split Rock Coffee. Visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd, 13th day of this year. 352 left to go. You remember when there was 352 days left to go in 2020? Would have been about a year ago.
About a year ago, I remember. Yeah.
We had no idea what the COVID-19 was.
We
may
heard
have heard
it
something about it. There might have been some stories leaking out of China at that time.
Right.
1929, your guy Wyatt Earp died at the age of 80. You are our Western consultant and affiliate here for Western and the Old West News. Wyatt Earp, what was the story with him?
Well, just for all the shootouts, I mean, just about everybody that he, you know, was with, his brothers, Doc Holliday, at some point they were all hit or, you know, took a bullet somewhere. Some were killed. I mean, his brother got shot down, basically assassinated.
He was never wounded?
Never wounded, never even nicked by a bullet. And
unbelievable.
Lived to be 80 years old.
Was he blessed? Did he have the force?
He had the force.
Is there a chance that he was working the force?
There are rumors that he had the force.
Now, is he the one who moved to Los Angeles?
Yes.
And he was like a consultant for Western movies, or was that somebody else?
He did a little bit. He was friends with some of the early actors who played cowboys. There was one movie that he that came out in like 1923, obviously a silent, that he helped some of the creative on based on Wyatt Earp. But then he was dead by 1929. So
Wyatt Earp dead this day, 1929. 1966 on television.
How is she?
Oh, Samantha just presented me with the most beautiful granddaughter.
You mean I'm the father of a girl?
That too.
Well, that's just great. And Sam, how's Sam?
She's fine.
Andorra, I don't know what to do first, to hug you or offer you a cigar.
Boy, you never see Andorra and Durwood
getting along.
They were getting along there, but it was a joyous occasion as Samantha gave birth to Tabitha on this date on Bewitched. I mean, it wasn't quite Little Ricky, I Love Lucy-like as far as the build-up and the excitement, but it was still somewhat exciting on Bewitched in their early seasons, 1966. Did Tabitha ever gain the ability to move her nose without using her index finger?
I don't know
later
that she
on
did.
In life, because they did do a show with her. They did a spinoff later in life featuring Tabitha, as I remember. Ooh. So that was in 66. How about in 68?
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go.
Johnny Cash was at Folsom Prison this date. He performed, and of course, they recorded it, released it, the album at Folsom Prison. It was a big album because it basically rejuvenated Johnny Cash's career. It was kind of like the Elvis comeback special of 60. Was that 67? Elvis's comeback special. Neil, are you looking up on your phone right now?
Is that
also
68?
No, it wasn't 69. It was either 67 or 68, the comeback special for Elvis. And Johnny Cash here at Folsom rejuvenated his career. And it was this date. He was there. He was recorded with June and the Statler Brothers, Carl Perkins, and others. It was quite the event. Of course, then the next year he went to San Quentin and recorded A Boy Named Sue, and released that as a live recording. And that was a huge hit as a live song.
1968.
The studio version of A Boy Named Sue just doesn't sound right.
No.
Same thing with Folsom Prison. I mean, it's good.
Right.
But the live one,
the live ones,
is when it's actually at Folsom Prison.
So both Elvis and Johnny Cash. Are you right? In 68, it's a big year.
And they basically came out at the same time, pretty much. And then they both rejuvenated their career in 68. Yes. Same day that Johnny Cash was at Folsom.
According to eyewitness accounts, Masterson was hit by Larry Cahan and Ron Harris.
He threw a pass over to me, and as I was receiving the pass, I was looking over towards him, and you could see that he got hit.
When he fell and his head hit the ice, they could actually hear it from the bench.
Ouch.
And the team doctor actually said he could hear the pop sound and knew right away that there was something wrong.
So this date, January 13th, the Minnesota North Stars are playing the Oakland Seals. And North Stars player Bill Masterton suffered head injuries, not wearing a helmet. Very few of them wore helmets then.
Right.
And he died 2 days later, became the first NHL player to die as a result of something that happened in the game. And, of course, now there is the Masterton Memorial Trophy,
right,
which honors perseverance and dedication to the game of hockey. It was quite the story.
I remember.
Channel 5, maybe 2-3 years ago, found some old tape. They were going through some old tape, I think, for the 75th anniversary of the state hockey tournament. They ran into some old tape and video of that game, but there's no video of the actual accident, of the actual hit. But it was from that particular game, which was kind of interesting. Masterton scored the first ever goal in North Stars history. He was working at Honeywell. You know, before they expanded, Neil, there were only six teams. There weren't a lot of jobs in the National Hockey League.
No, there were not.
So here's an NHL-level player working at Honeywell. North Stars get a team. They call him up, and he becomes their guy who scored their first goal.
Pretty cool.
So that was this date, 1968. Once again, shut off your headphones, Neil. It's another day, another Super Bowl loss.
Well, no.
The Minnesota Vikings had come this way before, only to suffer a shocking loss to the underdog Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl IV. Now, 4 years later, they stood on the threshold again, but this time, they were the underdogs.
Super Bowl loss number 2 for the Vikings. Again, they were run all over, just as the Steelers had done in Super Bowl IX, which would happen, you know, the next year.
Right.
The year prior, it was Larry Miami. Zonka, Mercury Morris, Jim Kick.
Yeah.
24-7.
Paul Warfield caught a couple of passes.
Bob Greasy.
Yeah.
Garo Yepremian, he probably could have ran for at least 50 yards. He was
the kicker.
Right. Hey, we're running all over the purple people here. So let's give it to Garo.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to score that touchdown that one time, the other Super Bowl against the Redskins, and they ran it back on him. He tried to throw it.
That didn't work.
So that was in 74. 79. So this date, 1979, the YMCA filed suit. They sued the Village People because of the YMCA song.
I think is they made the YMCA more popular.
Well, I was going to say that's might be the most short-sighted thing ever in the history of being short-sighted.
Right.
Because this made the YMCA famous. And I think shortly thereafter, they probably saw the error of their ways.
That was the state
in 79 and 82 in the news.
These daring helicopter rescues late this afternoon, about a mile from the White House. Air Florida Flight 90 had crashed on takeoff in a blinding snowstorm. It hit a bridge crowded with commuter traffic, sheared tops off cars, then plunged into the icy Potomac River. 73 persons were aboard the plane. At least 16 survived.
Wow, that was this date. I can still remember watching that footage as a kid. This date in 82, Air Florida flight, a 737 landed in the Potomac. Eventually, 78 people died in that tragic accident trying to take off in a snowstorm this date in 82. In 99.
I am here to announce my retirement from the game of basketball. It won't be another announcement to baseball or anything to that nature. I think everyone has their own reasonings. There's been a lot of speculations in terms of why.
Michael Jordan retired for the second time, Neil.
Yes.
And then he would come out of retirement again.
Mm-hmm.
this whole thing, the whole teary retirement, the news conference has kind of lost their edge and their excitement and their emotions for me.
Right.
Because so many of these guys come out. I mean, Brett Favre came back, and all these guys, they retire, and it's whoa, 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 I can't believe I'm leaving. It'll never be the same. And then they come out of retirement in a year or two, and they're back doing it.
They just didn't want to go to training camp.
That's it. That's basically just a bunch of theater, so they don't have to go to training camp or do other things.
Practice.
They want to see what people think of them. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone, kind of thing.
Right.
You know, you really appreciate me once I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
But for Michael Jordan, I mean, they appreciated him. I mean, he's the greatest ever.
I would say.
So he stepped down. He did come back out of retirement and played for the Wizards there for a while. I mean, Wizards.
And then owned them.
Yeah. No. Was he part of the management group, but it was the Charlotte team that he was the owner. Maybe he was part of the ownership group in the Wizards. I don't know. I don't keep track of NBA ownerships as much as I thought I used to. 2002 on this date.
It's the kind of publicity that could leave a pretzel manufacturer feeling faint.
He choked on a pretzel.
Actually, the president doesn't recall choking, but he did pass out and try repeating the official diagnosis 10 times quickly.
Called a vasovagal syndrome.
New York pretzel vendors say it never happens with their pretzels.
You can check from here if he's soft.
Well, it's a soft pretzel. What are you going to choke on, a hard pretzel or a soft pretzel? You got to chew your pretzels there. George W. Bush, of course, his father didn't like broccoli and threw up some sushi and got sick because of taxes, but 2002, George W. fainted choking on a pretzel here today. Good thing there was somebody there who knew the Heimlich.
Right.
Was it Dick Cheney? Do you know the Heimlich?
It might have been.
Then 2018.
About the terrifying moments in paradise today, people in Hawaii received a false alert that a ballistic missile was headed their way. Now, it was a mistake, but it caused a widespread panic. Here's a look at the scene at the University of Hawaii today. See people running there. It took almost 40 minutes before the public was told that...
40 minutes, they're thinking missiles are coming.
Wow, that's right.
That was Hawaii this day, 2018. Then a year ago, Houston Astros are...
cheaters.
And I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate...
And they also changed their trash collectors because they were complicit in providing the trash cans that were used in signaling pitches using a camera from center field. They saw it in the dugout, and then they transferred those signals to the trash cans. And, boy, they wanted to strip the Astros of the World Series and everything out of that, didn't they?
Yeah, that was serious.
That was a year ago. Yeah. On to birthdays, brought to you by Split Rock Coffee.
With all due respect, Mr. Carson, you didn't tell my son's joke correctly.
You're his mother?
Yes. And I want you to tell it again, and this time, put a little life into it.
Frances Sternhagen, who played Cliff's mother, recurring role on Cheers, is 91. That's Cheers clips 2 days in a row. Can we make it three tomorrow? We don't know.
We had agreed to cooperate with alien colonists. By a majority vote taken by the group that your father and I worked for. A group that came together at the State Department on a project dating back to 1947 to Roswell. The vote changed that, though. It changed everything.
He was the cigarette-smoking man, the mysterious cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files, William B. Davis. Not to be confused with Ann B. Davis.
Different.
William B. Davis is 83.
TV theme time.
Robert Young and Jane White with Eleanor Donahue, Billy Gray, and Lauren Chapin in Father Knows Best.
Billy Gray, he was Bud. He's 83 today, and now I can see why you thought Aaron Gray was on Father Knows Best, because as a sexagenarian, you're in your 60s now, the brain sometimes works a little different. Because it's Billy Gray, not Aaron Gray. You were thinking Eleanor Donahue played Betty, right?
Yes. So I got them confused.
So there was no Aaron Gray at Father's Knows Best. But you put those two names together and bingo, you know, it's pretty close.
It is
Gray,
close.
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable
and semi-mystical Harold T. Stone presiding.
He was Bull the Bailiff.
He was
on
great.
Night Court. He was great. He was 78. This lady was pretty good in Seinfeld.
I met this lawyer. We went out to dinner. I had the lobster bisque. We went back to my place. Yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
But you yada, yada over the best part.
No, I mentioned the bisque.
She was Elaine Bennis. Also in that show Veep, which was very successful and award-winning.
Talented.
Started
lady.
On SNL, too. Yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 60.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up.
80s pop music here. The lead singer of the group Madness.
Brother's got the night to keep. He can't hang around.
He's 59 today. We have Trace Atkins, country singer, 59. We know what he sounds like. He's got that low voice going for him. He's 59.
You know, kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
Oh, they're okay. Don't worry. Everything is under control.
Everything that Officer Kimball knew about kindergarten, he learned from this lady, Penelope Ann Miller. 57. She was the teacher that they were looking for because of her previous relationship to Crisp. She had stolen some money.
Yes.
And that's good Arnold money. Schwarzenegger. It's not a tuma. I mean, is there a better line than it's not a tuma? I don't think so. No. So today it's Know Your Grey's Anatomy Doctor. Is it McDreamy, McSteamy, or McChicken's birthday today?
I'm about prepared to rule out McChicken, although I've never watched the show. So
McDreamy. It's Patrick Dempsey. He was McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy. 55 here today. They're wearing their masks. That's good. Hopefully they're wearing other things because there's a lot of that going on Grey's Anatomy.
This is Sting. You've seen it before, haven't you? Go, release him, or I'll cut your throat.
He was Frodo. He was a tiny guy, but he was a bad man, bad mofo. He was tough.
Mm-hmm.
He got it done. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Frodo, The Hobbit.
No.
Lord of the Rings. He wore a lot of burlap.
No interest.
No interest in Lord of the Rings? Okay.
No.
44 here today for Orlando Bloom. That calls for one of these.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
And then this guy. How about this?
Till she knocks me out. She walks like she talks, and she talks like she walks. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
Just hearing
I go
Randy
crazy because she looks
and Simon
like
laugh.
Love, but she stings like a bee. Like every
any idea what this is from, Neil?
Yeah, American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol. William Hong.
Thank
I'm wasted by the way.
William Hong is 38 today. Happy birthday, William Hong. He was an inspiration for all bad singers. Bad singers everywhere received inspiration.
Yeah, he had the guts to do it.
He did. He had the guts to do it. And then Liam Hemsworth, who is Thor's brother. Maybe not quite as famous as Thor, but he was in the Hunger Games. He's 31. Liam.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. Did you ever have the Fuller Brush Man knock on your door and sell you razors and
they were never out in the country.
Yeah. They were at my house.
Our dirt road was too long. And he didn't like our dogs.
A bottle of old Harper's and a comb.
Hairbrush salesman now. Kirby salesmen were brave. They would take on any mutt, any dog, any guard animal that you might have. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. But the Fuller Brush,
not
wimpy.
So much. Yeah.
Wimpy.
That's just because you are a veteran of the vacuum cleaner
sales.
Does
3 months count as a veteran?
Yes.
I would say in that biz.
Alfred Fuller was the Fuller Brush Company founder, 1885. He is an Emmy Award-winning actor. Don't call him Bob. Robert Stack.
Coming in too hot. Ease up on the front. Watch for that crosswind. Level it out. Aim for the numbers. Let the dip your left wing.
The numbers, dip your left wing. Sounds like a guy giving golf tips, but they're landing an airplane.
Right. And I think Riker worked up a bit of a sweat.
Just a tad.
Yeah. Robert Stack in that movie. Of course, you remember him from The Untouchables.
I think he's the one who provided the glue for Lloyd Bridges. He was
the wrong week.
He was enabling him
to quit snipping. Robert Stack, very good act, 1990. 19. And what about Charles? Don't call him Chuck Nelson Riley.
Notice the spelling of this is right, I think. Bar mitzvah. Hey! Now, wait a minute. Is this spelled right?
You happen to have bar mitzvah, but that's
the Hungarian version.
Did you like Match Game 73 or Match Game 74? Which one? Which one was better?
73.
They're very similar.
Yeah, they were. And then 76, we had that last week. Charles Nelson Riley, 1931, and he was wild and wacky, Rip Taylor.
Great toupees, too.
Yes.
Two blondes walking down the country road, they see these tracks. One blonde says, I think they're cow tracks. Other one says, I think they're deer tracks. Meanwhile, the train came along, killed them both.
And his toupee is blonde, so he could have been talking about himself.
He could have. Rip Taylor there. He's the one who always came on and, you know, Carson Wright threw the confetti all over the crowd.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Rip Taylor, 1935. And your guy, Brandon Tartikoff, the former NBC president, you said you preferred him to Grant Tinker.
I really do.
Brandon Tartikoff, born on this day, 1949. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Actually, Sarnoff was a good president of NBC, too, yeah. I think. I can't remember his first name now, but Sarnoff was excellent.
Right.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Don Williams, Listen to the Radio? You could go with Dixie Road, Lee Greenwood, or Lori Morgan, What Part of No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lori.
KDDG Out.